This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 1059, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, because a lot of lives are in danger. It might not be that funny for everybody else.
Yeah, not only that, they would think I started it.
Oh, right. So we were just talking about off the air, and we talk about this every time there's fires every year. We talk about how do they come up with these names, right? So is there a rock quarry over by where you are?
I think they're everywhere.
Because it's called the Quarry Fire.
Yeah.
Your fire is called the Quarry Fire. So
I'm assuming there is.
Yeah. So I'm like, there must be a rock quarry over there. I thought it was more kind of towards Waterston Canyon. So I wanted to call it the Dam Fire. The Dam Fire.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Waterston Canyon, and I think there's a dam there. But then I decided that since for me to remember what it is, it's so close to you, to your house, I'm going to call it the BJ Harris Fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But again, they would think that I started that maybe I, you know, threw a cigar on the ground or something.
Or something like that.
You know, fired the
Well, just
up.
Based on your shirt alone.
You don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's
one
flag.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So now
there's
we have
7 holes in your shirt from sparks from a cigar.
Yeah, now we have a fourth fire. There is a BJ fire.
I mean, that should tell you that your cigars are a fire danger. Yeah. If they're burning through your shirt.
Yeah. You don't know what happened. It's pretty crazy, huh?
Lisa's a lucky girl.
All right, now let's get serious.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's 3 fires going on. There's one out in Lyons. We don't know much about that one.
What's the name of it?
It is called, hang on, I got a name for it. It's called the, son of a gun,
Stone Canyon. It's the Stone Creek Fire.
Yeah. Stone Creek. Yep.
Stone Creek.
Stone
is
Creek.
There a creek over there?
Yeah.
By Stone Canyon.
By Lyons, yeah.
Is it called the Stone Creek?
It's the
Stone Canyon. You know
Stone
what I mean?
Canyon.
Like, I always try to figure out, like, is it Stone Canyon or
Stone Canyon.
Not Stone Creek?
Stone Canyon.
Okay, but not Stone Creek, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's not Stone Creek? Shredell, where'd you get Stone Creek?
I thought I saw that this morning. I'm sorry.
It's Stone Canyon.
Yeah,
Stone Canyon. I'm sure there's a creek there, though.
It looks like it. Yeah,
there's a creek.
God.
The other is the Alexander Mountain Fire. That one is really, really big.
Yeah, that's the...
Isn't
yeah.
it at like 5,000 acres or something like that right now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and lots of people being evacuated up there.
That's in Loveland.
And that thing has...
Area.
Yeah, it's west of Loveland, right? Larimer County.
Correct.
And this thing, I mean, they have so many evacuations with this thing and trying to get animals out of there. They've got it nowhere near contained. I think it's zero containment right now.
Yeah, two out of 3 are at zero containment. I don't have an update on the water. I call it, the Waterton Canyon Fire, but that's not what it's called. Anyway, the Quarry Fire, I don't know what its situation. I know it's the smallest one out of 3, obviously.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so far. But here's the update that we played earlier this morning. We played this about an hour ago, and not much has changed according to what I'm seeing on TV. I think there is a press conference coming up.
There is a press conference any second.
Yeah, so when they go to the press conference, maybe we'll join some of that. But first of all, let's go to Jim Hooley. This is Jim Hooley from earlier this morning explaining this fire that's out in the quarry.
You know, what's so concerning about this fire now, the Quarry Fire, right by Ken Cowell Ranch, just on the west side of C-470 here in Jefferson County. What's so concerning burning as you see that hillside. I mean, that was just all flames here a couple of hours ago. The fire's backed off a little bit, but there are there are homes that are very close to that area right there, and that's what is so concerning. That's why fire crews have jumped on this fire so quickly and evacuated all those homes. As you say, about 600 homes evacuated already. Here's the latest from Jefferson County now this morning. The fire now burning on that hillside just above this residential area that we mentioned, with a lot of homes, a lot of families, also very close to the Lockheed Martin facility. This is in an area, they call it the Deer Creek Canyon Park area. It's Jefferson County open space. There's a lot of trails for hikers and bikers and a lot of timber and, unfortunately, a lot of brush that can burn too. The neighbors here tell us they got the call to evacuate shortly after the fire was discovered, and that was at around 9 o'clock last night.
I mean, I got my animals out. I've got a friend of mine in Conifer who's dialed into local happenings called me in enough time that I was actually able to load up my camper, got my dogs, got my birds. So, you know, my wife isn't at the house right now, so we're safe. But, you know, even though it's just stuff, it's stuff.
I would freak out, man. If I got a call at 9:30 at night, I mean, I'd been in bed for 4 hours.
Right.
But
you wouldn't hear it.
I did hear the alarm last night, though, when they put out the alert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did, okay. Because it went off on my phone, and I looked at it, and I'm like, holy crap, that's close.
Yeah.
And the fire. But if you got a phone call to get the heck out immediately, it would just rattle you, man.
Especially if you're sound asleep, you don't know what to grab.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're like,
right.
What in the heck is going on?
Yeah, and you went to bed not knowing that anything like this was even possible. For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just weird.
And so far in Jefferson County, we have 575 homes evacuated. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's
so a lot hopefully of homes. A lot of people are helping out each other. Like I told you yesterday, I was so proud of everybody with the Alexander Mountain Fire, because that guy from Front Range Weather had put together a list. People were helping. They even asked for hay. People were bringing bales of hay for the horses. I guess they had to relocate the horses once again.
No kidding.
Yeah. The fire was getting too close.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but everybody was really chipping in. So hopefully in Jefferson County, where you're from, hopefully everybody helps.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how people, because we heard this yesterday, where someone was leaving the fire area, but they saw all these horse trailers going into the fire area simply because these people knew that these people needed these trailers to get their animals out of there.
So
and just an instant reaction.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
It was.
All right, they're going to do an update here in a few minutes. We'll try to grab some of this when we get a chance here, but it continues to burn this morning. Three fires, as we said. You got the Lions, you got the one up at Alexander Mountain, and then you have the one over here at the quarry, which is, I guess, continuing to grow this morning.
It's the smallest of all of them, but that's the closest one to your house.
Yeah.
It's the BJ Harris fire.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.